On the show today, we have Patelco Credit Union's very own Melissa Morgan talking about their credit union trying a gamification program to boost savings rates, giving away $100,000 to help people save. So check it out. We are talking to Melissa Morgan from Patelco Credit Union. And you guys, well, before we get into it, how are you?
Just great. I'm really excited to talk about this program. It's probably been one of the most fun things I've done in 30 years of banking and credit union life.
All right. Yeah, I saw this one run across my inbox and my email. I went, oh my gosh, I got to talk to you guys about this type of stuff. So without further ado, Patelco, you guys are trying a gamification program to boost savings rate. And at the same time, you're giving away $100,000 to help people save. Okay, now I'm excited. And now I know why you're excited as well. So tell us about this program, Melissa. What's going on here?
I think you said it well. It really is a win-win for our members. You know, from one of the cornerstones for financial well-being is saving for your future. And it's also one of the hardest things to do. So how do you help members save for their future?
Yeah.
And one of the most important things is if it's automatic, much higher chances of actually saving for the future if it's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've studied this for quite some time, and the regulations in California changed this year that allows us to go into the lottery and savings participation area. So we basically said we want to help our members save.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way we structured it is every week that they transfer money from their checking to their savings account, they receive a digital scratch off. And you can use your finger to scratch off. It's like a lottery ticket.
Oh, okay.
You can use your finger to scratch off, or you can use your mouse, and it'll tell you if you won or not. And so that's every week you can win in between $5 and $100.
Yeah.
And so, and we have a grand prize every month for $10,000.
What?
The key is we keep it really simple.
Yeah.
Everybody that plays wins, whether they get money or not, because they've got the savings habit. They've begun the savings habit. They set it up automatically. And one of the real measures of success with this will be how many people continue to save automatically after this campaign is long over, because that's life-changing.
Yeah, no doubt. And so this is kind of like one of those set it and forget it type of things where, is that something like that, or am I thinking something?
Our thinking is that they will set it and increase over time, but as minimum, if they set it and forget it, the savings will grow. And that's what our objective is.
Yeah.
One of our overall objectives is for our members to have a certain dollar amount of savings in their combined checking and savings.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important for their financial future. So this is how we make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is it doesn't matter if they win $5 or $25 or $100, they're excited they won something.
No doubt.
So we're rewarding that behavior.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is such a great idea. It's almost like I could have had a V8 idea type of thing. You know, it's like, how did this idea come about? Obviously, we want Americans to save more. And so this is kind of a vehicle to get there, what you guys are using, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, other credit unions in different places have tried something similar.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key with ours, it's very, very simple.
Yeah.
And the minute you that money goes into your account, you get a scratch-off ticker the following week
that
allows you to see if I'm there. So we keep as few rules or restrictions around it. You save, you win. Even if you need the money the next week, it doesn't matter. You've begun the behavior and you're setting up your automatic savings.
Yeah, and it's kind of an immediate reward for doing something like that. And boy, and that just kind of perpetuates, right?
Yes. So we'll run this for a little over 3 months, and hopefully by the time we're getting more participants every week, which is great.
Yeah.
Our first month, we had about 4,500 members that were saving that weren't saving before.
Wow.
And the most powerful part that's exciting for us is those who play, whether they win or not, over 70% are sharing with their social networks. So they're sharing, hey, I played, you know, Patelco's Play, Save, and Win. And they're just showing it so with Twitter, Facebook, and other different, you know, social media avenues.
And they can take pictures on Instagram, what they're doing with their save, with their winnings, that type of stuff. Hey, I went and bought a new pair of shoes or something. I don't know. It's like,
and we try to have each savings account, but we talk about goals. So that's one of the important things when you set it up. Let's talk about what you want this money to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you tie that emotional component in to the automatic savings, and it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
So it's got to mean something to you. So when we set it up with them, we really want them to identify and even name the account. Like, you know, my daughter's education fund or whatever's powerful to them. And that will take it to the next step in terms of continuing to save.
Yeah. And when you do these kind of automated programs, it's amazing how fast it accumulates. I mean, you don't, I think in this case, you are paying attention to it because of the rewards. But in other cases where you just kind of, and then, you know, after 3 months or 6 months, oh my gosh, I have $5,000 saved up. Are you kidding me? What? You know? So that's
exactly.
The cool thing about it.
And I think you're right. People are not aware. Well, didn't, and our first winner actually expressed that. First of all, he said it was life changing for him, our first $10,000 winner. And he was actually trying to go to school at night, working during the day. He said, this $10,000 will make such a difference for him.
Yeah.
He goes, I would tell others, just start saving, start small. And, you know, he was one of our biggest advocates for for saving. And
yeah,
so he's done it. He's definitely committed to it, you know, in the power of saving as well.
Which leads me to word of mouth advertising for you guys. Because I was thinking, gosh, okay, now how does this benefit the credit union? I mean, this is it. You just said it. I mean, the word of mouth with this one winner here. Oh, my. Can you imagine what he's telling his friends and family? It's like, gosh.
It is. And we do hope it will generate new members. One of the most important reasons for us to do this, though, is we, you know, a lot of places talk about financial health and financial well-being, and it's more of a marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to talk about it with reality and say, here's what we're doing about it.
Yeah.
So for us, in marketing terms, this gives us a real proof point.
Mm-hmm.
Other people say, yes, we're about financial health, and all the financial institutions are doing that. But when you dig deep, you don't see much that's different.
Yeah.
This is something that we believe is different, giving this money to our members, putting it right into their savings accounts,
mm-hmm.
when they participate in the behavior that we believe will make a difference for their future.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have goals in mind? I mean, it's kind of hard to quantify how many members will participate and then how much they'll save, but do you guys have any types of goals in mind for this program?
You know, we have, I'd like to say we had specific goals, but this is a complete test for us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And we didn't have anyone that had done something similar to get a pathway. But our goal will be that a majority of the members who start saving continue to save 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say majority, which is over 50% at least, continue their savings habit.
Gosh,
and
if you can
that'll be the key measure of success.
Yeah, if you can get one person to save more, I think it's one, you know? So
it's nice to think that we're making to this day that people that from all of our records weren't saving before, now they're actually saving automatically. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and you're creating a behavior that's going to last a lifetime. So, I mean, this is what I like about credit unions that are just so giving in this area. It's just really kind of and innovative as well. So it's really fun to see. So, I mean, so what advice do you have for other credit unions to do something like this? Because I think this is something that can be mirrored throughout the nation at other credit unions. I mean, obviously folks would want to put their own spin on it and stuff like that. But I think this is something that's could set a nice little template for other credit unions to do something similar.
So I would say the best advice I would have would be to partner with some experts on their field. And there really are some.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with EARN, and it's a not-for-profit here in San Francisco.
Okay.
And they helped us with the technology. We did not want to build our own scratcher lottery ticket technology. and so working with them made all the difference. They've been advising us,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing a lot of test and learn with them. So I would definitely reach out to people like EARN and others that have done this before. And we would, of course, be happy to help anyone because there have been a lot of lessons learned in terms of how to communicate it,
mm-hmm.
how to get it going. So we still haven't launched broadly. We're just going small at this point with some targeted members. So even this small launch has been pretty phenomenal in terms of how many people are saving that weren't before.
Right. Are you planning on making a repeated effort down the road somewhere after the kind of the test phase is done with, or?
We hope so. We hope to do this again in 2020.
Okay, right on. All righty. Good stuff. And I also noticed that you guys have kind of your own, it's own web page, basically, its own domain.
Yes.
So people
yes.
can go right to it and check it out. And it's really impressive too. It's really kind of festive and fun and all that type of stuff. You guys have done some good branding with it.
You know, the fun part's important. How do you make it fun?
Yeah.
And so we knew this was going to be a winner when our team members all wanted to sign up. That was our first clue that this would be well received by our members.
No doubt. No doubt. That is always a success for sure. All right, Melissa. Well, anything else to add here? This is such a great story. I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to you about it. Anything else to kind of wrap up here? This is great stuff for sure.
No, I just think the unique part is it's very digitally driven,
mm-hmm.
and that it's automated. The
mm-hmm.
savings automated, the getting the scratchers is automated, and hopefully the behavior that members change will be automated as well.
Yeah, indeed. Well, maybe let's circle back in a few months and see what the results were. I'd be anxious to hear, and then what the next iteration of it will be, because it sounds like this could be something that you guys could do year after year after year. So.
I hope so. Thank
Indeed.
You very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Melissa. That was fun. Good stuff. All right.